Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called mostly flat to weaker amid expectations of slow trading interest ahead of the Easter holiday weekend. Terminals are called steady to weak, with tops from $29 to $35. Peoria is called steady today, with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, March 18th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,300. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $50. The weighted average was $47.13, a loss of 15 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $28.33 to $38.21, and the weighted average was $36.48. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,743. The base price range was $41.50 to $53.40. The weighted average was $50.55, a loss of 17 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36 to $40.50, and the weighted average was $38.21. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, the big story is the amount of rain that has been received across a good portion of the Midwest. Extensive flooding occurred this morning from southern Missouri through southern Ohio. Heavy rain continuing yesterday and starting to wrap up right now, but still from the southwest corner of Indiana all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Some pockets of heavy rain persist. The low-pressure area now starting to pull out of the southern plains, moving towards the delta. And as that moves quickly to the northeast, the rain will wrap up across Texas, Oklahoma, and eventually Missouri and Arkansas will start to dry out. But the floodwaters will take more than a week to recede in some locations. Damage likely in low-lying wheat areas. Transportation delays are expected due to some road closures. Livestock subjected to extremely muddy pastures, feedlot conditions, and standing water will persist into early April in some of the poorly drained fields, and that will cause planting and pre-planting delays. The region does need warmer temperatures and dry weather for a few weeks to ensure some spring planting beginning relatively close to normal. And again, some of the projections over the next week have several storm systems moving pretty rapidly off the Pacific Northwest towards the northern plains and then the Midwest. So it looks like the focus over the next week to 10 days will continue to be for higher than average amounts of precipitation across at least the northern portion of the Corn Belt. Maybe southern areas getting a little bit drier, and that will help. But again, the general situation is not good right now, and we do need a warm, dry spell before things do start to improve. As far as the delta in the southeast, heavy rain and flooding occurred from the northern delta yesterday. Some of the rainfall amounts up to 5 and 6 inches. Strong to severe thunderstorms will move across the southeastern states today into tomorrow. While rain will come to an end later in the day across the northern delta, again, a week of net drying will follow, and some field work progress will begin from the southern delta through the southeastern states before storm systems start to bring widespread precipitation back to the region. Looks like right now the March 27th through the 29th, and then again April 1st through 3rd, a couple of systems headed in that direction. The northern delta will need warmer temperatures and less rain to allow the poorly drained fields to be planted by early April. Let's see, South America, Brazil, the forecast for today did remove some of the precipitation predicted for midweek next week from southern Brazil. The bottom line is the forecast is mostly the same as it has been. Most of the area, most areas in the nation getting rain at one time or another over the next week to 10 days. rain intensity and coverage should be less than has been seen in the past couple weeks, and that should result in improved harvest progress potential. Situation, while not ideal, will be sufficient for some improvement in central south production areas. Good harvest weather will continue for the far western, extreme southern, and northeastern parts of Brazil. In Argentina, no precipitation fell overnight. Minor adjustments were made to the first week of a two-week forecast. A few showers will occur periodically. Temperatures warm enough to offer a favorable environment for crop filling, maturation, and harvest progress. Second week of a two-week outlook period is wetter than it has been, with two storms looking at the March 27th through 29th, and again April 1st through the 3rd, that could bring precipitation to a much larger percentage of Argentina. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight, we'll be at the Douglas County Farm Bureau in Tuscola, the meeting getting underway at 6:30. Panelists include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That's at the Douglas County Farm Bureau in Tuscola, the meeting beginning at 6:30. There is no charge for the meeting. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions. We'll do our best to answer them, and we hope to see you there.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 12:13 unchanged, last trade down 5. The Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat open at 11.64 and a half, down 1 and a half, last trade down 6 and a quarter. July, 11.30 and a half, down 7 and a half, last trade down 10. May corn opened at 5.47, down a quarter, last trade down 11 and a half. December 5.60 and a quarter, down 1, last trade down 13 and a quarter. May beans open at 13.08, up 1, last trade down 17. July 13.23 and a half, down, up 1 and a half, last trade down 15 and a quarter. November 12.40 and three quarters, up 3 quarters, last trade down 20 and a quarter. May soybean meal open at 333.50, up $3, last trade up $1. May soybean oil open at 58.45, up 5, last trade down $1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
We were talking on the phone together before the broadcast. And over at your operation, you've been keeping an eye on the supply and demand tables from WASD over the last couple months. But your eye has paged all the way down to one of the last numbers that is on the report. And that has to do with market price and what grains are going to cost. And as you look at those numbers, what are you seeing?
Well, this is from the USDA, and it does cause much discussion here in the office. Obviously, they're much, much lower than the prices we're seeing now. Just as an example, on the report on the 11th, which is a week ago, I guess, now, the government says the average price, farm price for corn is going to be 375 and 4 and a quarter in February. And in March, they said it was going to be 375 to 4. Beans, they said $10 to 10.80. Both times. And the average wheat price, they're talking somewhere around 640s, something in that area. So this just causes a kind of a orange, yellow, red, I don't know what kind of flag, but it does cause concern and something maybe we need to keep an eye on.
Do you think a 25-cent drop in the farm price for corn is a indication, a tip of what may happen in the planting intentions report?
Well, it's going to be a combination. They're going to probably keep them strong up into the planting intentions, and then, you know, 10 minutes after that report's out, we're going to start looking at weather. But I think a bigger picture is what's going on in the world and the global economy. As long as the energy prices stay higher and the protein demand from foreign countries stay high, I think corn and beans will be supported. But you know, as we speak right now, gold's down $45. Crude oil's down $3.30 right now. And the only red thing you can find anywhere on the early morning trading, and it just went red, was the Dow Jones, and it just went red. And the dollar is actually a little stronger this morning. So outside of that, you can't find anything green anywhere on our screens.
So add all that up with the weaker overnight tone, and what do you come up with calls for this morning?
Lower. It just depends how deep it gets. Their early calls are beans 15 to 20 lower, corn 10 to 15 lower, wheat 5 to 15 lower.
Do you think that we might see at the close a limit down move in corn?
One of our brokers that was in here real early this morning, that is his prediction. He thinks we're going to be limit down in corn and beans both today. So we'll see if that comes to reality on the close or during the session. But it'll all depend on money flow and what they want to do with it. It's not, at this point in time, there's not a lot of fundamentals that are having an influence on this market.
Thank you much, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.